Yes, something I used to do. I used to be a smoker. I don't know if I'd ever told you that.
You're an ex-smoker.
Yeah, I used to be a smoker.
Back in the day you were a smoker.
Back in the day, 9 days ago when I used to be a smoker.
Oh, it's 9 days. Well done.
Yeah, it's good. I do look like a crazy person at home. Well, that's not unusual, to be honest with you. But I've also, apart from my meditation that I listen to each day, I've also got me mantras.
Do they help?
You know, I don't think it's any different to any other kind of affirmation or prayer or whatever. If someone says to me, I'm praying for you, you know, I'm not religious, but I appreciate that kind of positive energy being put out into the universe.
Into the ether. Yeah.
And I think, you know, language is important, and the stories we tell ourselves are important. I think most of us spend most of our lives in a negative kind of tape running in our head about how bad we are, how weak we are.
Or will we fail next step?
Well, that's so true. And that's why it is really important, because I've also heard, like with other addictions, people will say, oh, but you can't help it because, you know, your family ate this way, or, you know, all the things that happen in your family, and then habits that you pick up.
Yeah.
And they're now saying that if you've struggled to quit smoking, it could be because it's in your genetics.
It's handed down.
It's in your genetics.
Got someone else to blame.
What if you're addicted to everything, which is what I am?
And this is the problem, because when you have something to blame, you're kind of like, well, I've got no control.
Sure.
And you don't want to take your control away from it. But they're saying, new research has found that the elements in a specific gene make it harder to quit nicotine.
Right.
So from Murdoch University, they're saying this gene is really strongly associated with nicotine dependence. And so some people will have, you know, when they quit, they go through the withdrawal symptoms.
Yes.
Some people really go through it and they feel so terrible and so bad and so sick that they can't get over the fact that they have to go back to smoking.
It's nice to have someone to blame then.
It is, Gene Simmons. Could be good to know, wouldn't it, if you've got that gene?
Well, they...
I don't know. I don't know what you do with that information.
Oh, no. Check your DNA.
I mean, they tested 1,800 people in Vietnam and they did that with a saliva swab. So I think it's pretty easy to do. But they're saying that same gene is linked with other traits like impulsivity and depression. So, of course, that sometimes lends itself to those sorts of addictions.
This is a bit of worry if you did some research about it. Your great-great-great-great-uncle was a mass murderer or something, though, wouldn't it? Was that in my genetics?
But do you know what I did find?
He was all right. Eh? He was like one of those quiet types that kept to himself.
He didn't mean to do it any of those times.
No.
Do you know what I did find surprising about this, though? And I don't know where they've got this figure from. They're saying that more than 200,000 people smoke in WA.
Right.
Yeah. 200,000 doesn't sound like a lot to me.
Well, less one, of course.
We're talking about, you know, 2 million people in the state, so it's still a good percentage, or it's 10%.
Yeah,
right?
I suppose it is. But, I think that we've come a long way then, if that's,
God, you think
huge.
About my parents.
Yeah. That,
you know, my parents were still at a time where doctors would be smoking in the surgery.
Well, it was seen as glamorous. And at some stages, it was even the generation before that thought it was healthy, thought it was good for
that's
you.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
I have a ciggy. No,
but in surgery, they had it in a cigarette holder.
Of course.
Very
sanitised. Of course, yes.
That's why it worked.
Okay, so it's the gene's fault. It's not mine.
But you're on top of it because you've already quit, so you're fine.
I have. I used to smoke.
Yeah, former smoker, Matt Dibinski. Well done.
Get out of my way.
8:53.